What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Firecrackers, more popularly known as clappers, are prominent during the festive season. Did you know that they are illegal? The Jamaica Constabulary Force is reminding the public that an import permit is required to bring these items into the island. We tell you more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. The practice of busted clappers is quite popular during the Yuletide season. However, the Jamaica Constabulary Force says the police will be more vigilant to enforce the laws governing the use of this item. Pyrotechnic items such as firecrackers are illegal, and persons require a permit to bring them into the island.
An import license is required to bring into the island any pyrotechnic article, such as firecrackers. And any person found trading in these goods are required to be in possession of the requisite license. If not, they can be prosecuted, the goods seized, and subsequently destroyed.
Senior Superintendent of Police in charge of the Counterterrorism Organized Crime Investigation Central Branch, CTOC, Clifford Chambers. If you are found importing firecrackers or other pyrotechnic items, as well as activating, discharging, or throwing them in any public space without permission, you could face prosecution.
The activating and discharging or throwing of any scripts, firecrackers, or any other illegal fireworks in any public place is prohibited by Section 3 of the Town and Community Act.
Persons found trading such goods are going to be asked to produce the relevant licenses. In the absence of the license, the goods will be confiscated and the offender or offenders prosecuted. Another legislation that has an impact on the use and transportation of this item is the Gunpowder and Explosives Act.
These specifically look at the blasting potency of these items, the blasting powder that is contained within these firecrackers, and these are covered in the first schedule of the Gunpowder and Explosives Act.
Persons who use pyrotechnic items to create public nuisance can be charged.
These items, by their very nature, are flammable, and when discharged, they become inflamed, and being in possession of them, which another legislation speaks to them as restricted and or prohibited goods. And these are goods containing or designated to contain noxious liquid, fluid, gas, or other things.
There are also safety concerns for the use of pyrotechnic items.
The issue as it relates to the usage of these items during the festive season is frightening often by itself, but many members, including the police, find it very difficult to differentiate between the explosion of a squib or firecrackers and that of a firearm. They can cause fire, assault occasion actual bodily harm, they can cause injury, assault occasion grievous bodily harm, they can cause serious burn and blindness.
In getting the license required for these items, bear in mind that this goes through a process.
The license goes through a particular process. The resident magistrate or duly authorized entity will give the approval for these items to be imported, and their use has to conform with specific regulation, strictures, and persons who understand the potency of these items.
Senior Superintendent of Police in charge of the Counterterrorism Organized Crime Investigation Central Branch, CTOC, Clifford Chambers. So, for example, the persons who operate as marshals at fireworks on the waterfront understand the care, use, proximity to it being used in a public space, it being surrounded by water, its height, spread, elevation, and control. We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.